How pleased are you with that? It's always difficult when you're held, but to be clear and inside the time, how happy are you with that?
I'm obviously thrilled. I just can't say enough about this horse and how far he has exceeded my expectations for him. I mean, he's a tricky horse on the flat, but he's just such a fighter on the cross country. He's just got a heart as big as that palace over there. He's an amazing animal. We're lucky to have him.
Being held, is that an unusual experience for you?
It was, actually. I've only been held at 1 2-star. And it is a little bit of a disconcerting feeling because your adrenaline kind of comes to a screeching halt for you and the horse. And, you know, there's always a hard question lurking one jump away. So it was a bit odd to pick up like that cold turkey in the middle of a 3-star course like this. But luckily I was sitting on that beast, and he was super at, you know, basically picked right up where he left off.
You've been here once before, but in comparison, does this feel a really good day at the office?
It does. I was having a great go. 4-5 years ago I was here, and I was having a great go. I was also on a 51 dressage, and I had a silly run out literally 2 jumps from home, and I've been kicking myself for it for 5 years. And I came back, and luckily we didn't have anything like that today.
And there's a strong American representation, but something like this, I mean, it's good for you, isn't it?
Sure. It's good for all of us. Our country is, I think, building a really strong group of riders. And I think when we get the horsepower underneath us, we're going to be a force.
Okay, had a good day today. Not many people inside the time, so you're going to go right up the leaderboard. What's the show jumping like?
Super, normally. He's a bit affected by atmosphere, so I think as long as he keeps his head, he'll jump a good round.
So top 10's on the cards here.
That was the goal, and that's what we hope to do.
Well done.